Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always coming my DVD night. Always my pangbaon sa school. Always my init ang pagkain. Always my tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Ating mga kaibigan dyan sa North Shore, dito sa West Auckland, Central Auckland. Of course, dito sa East Auckland and the southern part of Auckland. Hope all is well with everyone, Tito Oscar.
Tama na ang away, tama na. Tama na ang bintang sa bawat isa. Kalimutan ang galit, buksan ng puso. Tanggapin ng pagmamahal. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Tama na ang sama ng loob, lumapit at takapin ang iyong irot. Kalimutan ang galit, buksan ang puso, tanggapin ang pagmamahal. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Tama na ang wala kang pakialam. Ang ginagawa mo ay pagtitipid. Kalimutan ng dalit, buksan ang puso, tanggapin ang pagmamahal. Pag-iiganti sa hinanakit mo'y ikaw ang luhi. Kalimutan ang gabi.
Of God members. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Pasko nila ngayon. Christmas party ngayon ng Voice of God. Si Elsa, si Bernie, si Ellen, si Ness, si Veron, si Elsa, si Darius. Merry Christmas.
Ngayon ay Pasko. Dapat pasalamatan. Ngayon ay Pasko, tayo ay mag-awitan. Pasko, Pasko, Pasko na naman muli. Tanging araw na ating pinakamili. Pasko, Pasko, Pasko na naman muli. Ang pag-ibig na kamali.
Wishes everyone a safe and blessed and joyous holiday in the next few weeks to come. As 2017 draws to a close and usher in a new year, we think of Christmas as a season of great joy because we are celebrating the birth of our Savior, the Holy Child Jesus, the reason for the season. Christmas is a time for remembering the events that transpired in our life and looking back to the happenings in our surroundings, happenings in the world, and hoping for the future. It is a time for reminiscing and looking forward, a time to build wonderful memories, a time to catch up and have fun with family and friends. So let us take time to slow down and enjoy the simple things that make us appreciate the love in our lives we can often take for granted. Let us make this wonderful time of the year touch our heart in a very special way. Let us make it an incredible time of giving and spending time with family that will bring us joy that lasts throughout the year. Pasko na! Pasko na!
Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! Pasko na! sila.
May dala akong puto, meron ding tinuguan. May dala akong biskwit, may baon na sumsuman. May dala akong serbesa, pwede nang mag-inuman. Huwag ka nang mahihiya, pagkain ay simulan. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na sa mundo. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na mahal ko. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na pare ko. Pasko na, Pasko na, magbigaya tayo.
Ay, bahala na po yan ilaro.
Natating daw tumawagaling sa uti.
Daddy, may pasalubang!
Kanino? Bakit, pakabait ka ba?
Siyempre!
Nakmano na kay itay, inakap na si nanay. Kamustahang kapatid, ang iyakan ay tunay. Masarap ang samahan, kalimutan ang away. Naghanap ang kasiyahan ng Pasko'y habang buhay. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na sa mundo. Pasko na, Pasko na, Pasko na mahal ko. Pasko na pare ko, Pasko na, Pasko na. Pagbigayan tayo.
Pare, pasensya ka na sa regalo ko ah.
Wow, pagbira ka naman, hindi mo lang mambinalot. Baka kinulang ang Christmas wrapper.
Christmas wrapper? Wrapper baka mo. Meron Silent Night, meron Holy Night, meron Jingle Bells, Pamaskong Delight, may pagbubula ko, may naghulaan, kung ano nilalaman na regalong buksan, meron palitan, may nakalimutan.
Tama na yan.
Bakit? Susunod na taon na lang.
Okay, matulog na kayo mga pata ah.
Ayun, Krista!
Matulog na kayo. Bakit? Ano ba ang gusto nyo?
Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. Jesus is God's perfect, indescribable gift. The amazing thing is that not only are we able to receive this gift, but we are able to share it with others on Christmas and every other day of the year. As we celebrate Advent and Christmas, we look forward to the 10 days of Thanksgiving celebrations honoring the Holy Child Jesus, our beloved Señor Santo Niño. We offer thanksgiving for a life lived well in the year and look forward to our journey with the Lord in the coming year. We will never know what lies ahead of us, but following the example of the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, let us put our trust and confidence in Him, in God, as we walk life's journey with Him. There will always be life's uncertainties, but Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." The devotees of Señor Santo Niño invite each and everyone to join in the 9 days Novena Masses for the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, from January 12 to January 20, 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral from 6:45 p.m. Car parking is available after 6:30 p.m. at Wilson's Old Farmers Car Park on Albert Street, and $2 parking at Wilson's Car Park on Durham Lane. Fiesta celebrations on Sunday, the 21st of January, 2018 at the North Shore Events Center. Procession at 10 a.m. Mass to be celebrated by Bishop Patrick Dunn at 11 a.m. and cultural presentations from 1:30 p.m. Of course, all these details will be shown at the website www.santo-nino.org or search Sinulog, New Zealand. Watch the very exciting Sinulog, New Zealand celebrations and cultural performances. Guess who will be the next Sinulog, New Zealand Festival Queen for 2018? The search is on. And we would like to tap on Filipino ingenuity and invite those who want to join the Sinulog New Zealand Lantern Making Contest. We encourage you to create your special design using recyclable materials, to expand your imagination and showcase your talent. Big prizes are at stake. Once again, for more details, go to the Santo Niño website, www.santo-nino.org. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor!
Requested song ni sa atong mga Sam Carpenter sa Adiko. This is for you.
sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo magkaya. Sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapili.
Salamat, Mr. Nino.
Our memories. Some take us forward and they are called dreams. Reminiscing the year, one of the things that happen perhaps to most people, if not all, is how we dealt with impatience, how we dealt with temper. Do you lose your temper quickly? When you are caught in traffic, do you lose your cool? Do you have shouting matches with your spouse? Do you yell at your kids often? Do you use degrading language? Do you not speak to people you're angry with for days, weeks, or even months? If your answer is yes to some of these questions, then you have a problem with patience. And you need to hear what I am going to say today. Here is my big message for you. And this I quote from a very popular inspirational writer and speaker, Bo Sanchez. And Bo says, impatience means you lack trust in God. Many times you're impatient because you take matters into your hands. If you want to be patient, learn to take matters into God's hands. If you don't understand this yet, it's okay. By the end of this program, I'm sure you will. Let me tell you about two men who are blowing their top. Jesus is being rejected by a Samaritan town. And James and John were so angry at them, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" James and John were so angry, they wanted to massacre an entire town. They wanted to kill men, women, and children, including cute babies, fry them all to a crisp. In the brothers' minds, it was their right to be angry. To them, this was righteous anger. Why? The Samaritans were making the most horrendous mistake of their lives. They were rejecting Jesus, the Son of the living God. So they said, "Kill them, Lord." Here is an important point. An angry person always thinks it is his right that he should get angry. In his mind, it is perfectly justifiable. But what did Jesus do? He rebuked them. Perhaps he said to them, "Now look, guys, once upon a time, you were hard-headed too. You were as obstinate and foolish as they were. But God did not throw fiery comets at you. He was patient with you. You should do the same." So where does your impatience come from? One day, a husband and wife were at home eating breakfast. Right in front of the wife was their window, and through it, she could see her neighbor hanging clothes in the clothesline. "Look at those clothes. They are so dirty," she told her husband. "Does she even use detergent? Oh my goodness." The next day, as she sat at the table eating breakfast, she saw the same scene again, and she said, "I can't believe how dirty those clothes are. Someone has to teach that woman how to do the laundry." For the next days, she kept criticizing her neighbor. After a month, they ate breakfast. She looked through the window and was surprised to see very white, clean clothes. And she told her husband, "It's a miracle. Our neighbor has finally learned how to wash clothes." The husband smiled and said, "Not really, honey. Finally, this morning, I cleaned our windows." Patience is not an external problem. Patience is always an internal problem. Circumstances don't cause your impatience. Traffic does not cause your impatience. Your unruly child does not cause your impatience. You yourself cause your impatience. You need to wash your windows. And where does your impatience come from? Impatience comes from your desire to control things that you have no control over. James and John wanted to control the Samaritans. When they couldn't, they got really angry. When you tell little Junior, "Take a bath," and he dilly-dallies, you get impatient because you are not in control. When a mammoth traffic builds up, you get impatient because you are not in control. When the lines in the mall are extra long, you get impatient because you are not in control. But don't get me wrong, the desire to control itself is not bad. God gave you the power to control a few things. For example, parents need to be in control of their home, and managers need to control their companies. You just need to know the difference between what you can control and what you cannot. So, what do you control? There are two areas in your life the area of control and the area of concern. And you need to know the difference. Your area of control is very small compared to your area of concern. At the end of the day, you can only control one thing, which is yourself. Many times you cannot control the stimuli around you, but you control your response to that stimuli. Stephen Covey says that between stimuli and response, there is a gap, and that gap is your power. And for example, you are surrounded by people who have faults. If you are, then you need to listen to the verse from Colossians 3 verse 13, make allowance for each other's faults. You cannot control people's faults, but you can control your response to those faults. How? Expect imperfection. Do this one thing, and you will remove many of your frustrations. Your relationships will be happier. Learn to live with the imperfection of people. And speaking about imperfection, Bo Sanchez says his marriage is fantastic. Is yours fantastic?
Sa tuwing ako ay nahuhulog, ikay saklay ko.
Santo Niño, Pit Señor. Jesus is God's perfect, describable gift. The amazing thing is that not only are we able to receive this gift, but we are able to share it with others this Advent and Christmas and every other day of the year. As we celebrate the holiday seasons, we look forward to the 10 days of Thanksgiving celebrations honoring the Holy Child Jesus, our beloved Señor Santo Niño. So our celebrations do not stop with Christmas. It goes on in the new year. We'll never know what lies ahead of us. But following the example of the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, let us put our trust and confidence in Him as we walk life's journey with Him. The devotees of Señor Santo Niño invite each and every one to join in the 9 days of Novena Masses in honor of the Holy Child, Señor Santo Niño, from January 12 to January 20, 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral from 6:45 p.m. on most days except on Sunday where it starts at 6 p.m. Car parking is available in two centers, Wilson's Old Car Farmers Car Park for $4 and Wilson's on Durham Lane for $2. These parking are available every day after 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, and available after midday from Saturday until Sunday evening. Watch the very exciting Sinulog New Zealand celebrations and cultural performances. And guess who will be the next Sinulog New Zealand Festival Queen for 2018? The search is on. We currently have 5 candidates and which will be running to 7 candidates in total. Once again, we would like to tap on Filipino ingenuity and invite those who want to join the Sinulog New Zealand Lantern Making Contest. Create your special design using recyclable materials. Expand your imagination and showcase your talent. Big prizes are at stake. For more details on the celebrations and all the invitations for support from the different communities, visit their website www.santo-nino.org or search Sinulog New Zealand Facebook or the Facebook called Sinulog and New Zealand. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Pit Señor! We thank everyone who have continuously promoted devotions to Señor Santo Niño.
Viva Pit Señor!
Ay, praise the Lord.
Said, we will never know what lies ahead as we usher in a new year. We look forward to the great and positive things that will come to pass. We live and love life. Embrace the good that surrounds us all. Life is beautiful. People are beautiful. We may have experienced many unpleasant and unfair things during this year, but we have also learned to smile, to get back up and push forward. If someone kicks us down, we will rise up and stand stronger. Let us live our dreams. Let us be happy. Let us cherish and consume all beauty and every moment. Program Pilipinas Mabuhay draw to a close. Let us share these some reflections with you. With a grateful heart we come to the Lord to thank Him for all the things that He has brought into our lives in the year. We thank Him for the good life, for good health, good food, good friends, good tidings, good cheers. We thank Him for all the times that we have been there. He has been there for us, through our family and friends, who stood by us in good times and in bad times. So we ask Him once again for His graces and blessings as we continue and go on with life's many journeys. We offer to Him our children. We ask God to guide them in their daily activities, to never allow them to be separated from Him. We offer to Him our family. We pray that God grants us good health and guide us in our directions and decisions in life. So it is our desire, it is our prayer, that there will always be love, peace, and harmony in our home. Help us to treat everyone fairly and justly, regardless of who they are. Remind us always to have good thoughts, to say good words, and to do good deeds. But most of all, we pray to the Lord to be humble all the days of our lives, as we are all but passing visitors on this earth. And we ask the Lord to remind us always of His love, and from that love, He'll help us to build and live life with Him in our hearts and in our minds for always and at all times. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! So, Tito Oscar, patapos na ang program. Ang programa natin, Pilipinas Mabuhay, hanggang sa susunod na Sabado, dito sa 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
And Tito Oscar, we pray that all our listeners will have a very joyous season, a very blessed one, and a time to be with family. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Merry Christmas sa ating lahat!
Okay, Merry Christmas sa atong mga kaigsunan, kanginan, especially from north to south of the North Island, and to our brothers and sisters also in the South Island. Merry Christmas! Enjoy Christmas and be safe.
And of course, Tito Oscar, all our families, relatives, and friends from overseas, because they can download the program straight after our show.
Yes.
So once again, this is your Tita Miriam, and we assure you of our love and prayers from Pilipinas Mabuhay in 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Tita Miriam here and
Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Binigay sa akin ng nobya ko itong berbeng unang anim na sopa,
limang pulang lobo, apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo at isang basketball na bato. Ikaw anong araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko walong lechong baboy, pitong berbeng unang anim na sopa, limang pulang lobo.
Ay, may pangarap, pangarap mo nais na marating para sa iyong mga mahal sa buhay. Kailangang umalis upang makita ang katuparan.